is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Scores of people are dead and many more are feared dead after tornadoes and other severe weather tore through the U.S. Midwest overnight. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear told WHAS-TV that as many as 100 residents of his state could have died.
This will be, I believe, the deadliest tornado system to ever run through Kentucky. Now, earlier this morning at about 5 a.m., we were pretty sure that we would lose over 50 Kentuckians. I'm now certain that that number is north of 70. It may, in fact, end up exceeding 100.
In a tweet, President Biden said he had been briefed on the devastation and added, "To lose a loved one in a storm like this is an unimaginable tragedy. We are working with the governors to ensure they have what they need as the search for survivors and damage assessments continue." A court in Benin has convicted one of President Patrice Talon's main opponents for complicity in acts of terrorism. Rekia Mandugu was sentenced to 20 years in prison after a trial that her lawyers denounced as a political hit job. Her lawyer, Antoine Vey, said her crime was to have represented a democratic alternative to the regime of Patrice Talon. Mandugu was arrested in March and accused of financing an operation to assassinate political figures to prevent the presidential election the following month from going ahead. Human rights groups and opponents of Talon, a multimillionaire cotton magnate, say he has upended Benin's democratic traditions since coming to power in 2016. Talon has denied targeting political opponents or violating human rights. For more on these stories and the